This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Special guest who is standing by. We're going to be telling you all about the 2016 Motor Week Drivers' Choice Awards. Motor Week is, of course, television's longest running and most respected automotive series. It is certainly my favorite. I mean, nowadays there are lots of automotive television shows out there and they kind of run the gamut, but this one was the original, and as far as I'm concerned, it is still the best. It debuted back in 1991. It currently airs on 92% of PBS stations nationwide, also seen on cable's Velocity, as well as the VME Spanish language network. And, of course, Motor Week is all over the Internet as well, with YouTube, as well as Motor Week's own homepage, motorweek.org. John Davis has been there since the beginning. As a matter of fact, he is the show's creator. He is host and senior executive producer, and he's also one of the founders of the North American Car and Truck of the Year Awards. So John has certainly done a lot and continues to do a lot. He has been the recipient of many Lifetime Achievement Awards. But he, like myself, despite our years, we're both going on about 25. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the airways of Auto World the host of television's original automotive magazine, Motor Week, John Davis. John, how you doing?
Hi, Bob, and I'm going to do something that I never do when I first talk to a host of a show that's nice enough to have me on, and that is I want to offer one little correction and just shows you just how much older and not necessarily wiser I am than you are. We actually started in 1981, so we're 35 years old this year.
Wow, amazing. That was my mistake.
I definitely it is amazing, and mostly positive ways, but not all of them.
I know. I mean, I remember 1981.
No, you don't.
It doesn't seem...
I barely remember 1981.
but you guys have been around since the get-go, and I remember in the early years, Lisa Barrow, who, of course, in recent times has worked for Chrysler, now FCA, was your news reporter and has gone on to a great PR career, but Lisa was, I believe, your original news person.
She was the first woman that we had on the air to do features. She really inaugurated, at the time, Lisa, and we teamed her up with a very capable producer named Susan Childress. And Susan and Lisa were really the first all-female team of automotive reporters that covered the automotive beat. And because they were such a wonderful team, they basically toured the world as far as automotive events and stories. We basically gave them the tough assignments, the easy stuff, talking about, you know, just what was going on today. That we actually had another young lady that did that. Her name was Joyce Braga. And Joyce did the news, but we left it to Lisa and Susan to do the real in-depth stories, which they did so well that, frankly, they set the gold standard for us that no one else has ever been able to top.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, of course, Pat Goss has been there,
the beginning.
Since the beginning, and right. I'm still doing his thing today, and providing all that great information. And John, when you started this back in 1981, did you ever think that 35 years later you'd still be on the air each and every week? And
No. We thought this would be something fun to do for 4 or 5 years, and we'd have a good time, and we get to drive some cars. And no, Bob, we, you know, 5 years is a long time for a television program. 35 years is almost unheard of. So no, we didn't. We didn't think we would be around that long at all.
And as far as the Driver's Choice Awards, what year did those come into play?
They actually started the second year, so they are 34 years, only 1 year younger than the show.
I know being very fortunate to get press cars, I have every week for the past 20 years or so. It's amazing to see how vehicles have evolved since 1981, since 2006, since 1996. Sometimes I get feedback about my reviews that I don't find enough things wrong, but the truth of the matter is, John, these vehicles today for 2016 have gotten so good.
We hear that all the time. You know, people are looking for, you know, the people today in our society seem to be looking for the negative, and they just will not buy the fact that, you know, mechanical machines are as good as they are, and it's largely because people like them, you know, complained 20 years ago when things really weren't nearly this good. We particularly hear it when we give a good review to a domestic vehicle. There are some people out there that just, it's kind of weird to me. They're Americans. They obviously do a good job at their job, but they refuse to believe that other Americans working in automotive factories do a good job. It's kind of like, you know, if you were in your job and you didn't do things very well, you would probably have incentives to get better, or you'd go out of business. And that's pretty much was the story of the domestic auto industry. And my goodness, they almost did go out of business. We really don't find major mechanical problems with most of the cars, at least ones that show up in our tests. It's largely cosmetic, and even if you look at J.D. Power and the other folks that do these independent surveys, when you look at how they rank vehicles, most of the time the faults that they criticize are very subjective. Their owner's not happy with the dealer service, or maybe they didn't get as good a fuel economy as they thought they should get. They're very seldom tied to any kind of major fault in the car, like something breaking. The biggest thing is people get confused with a lot of the electronics, especially the interfaces like iDrive and so forth.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading lift gate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You could be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
The kind of person that believes in making out one, love and leave that.
coming at you live all across North America on great radio stations like the Information Station, AM 800, CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan, WCFO, Atlanta. Everybody listening on KPAM in Portland, Oregon with 50,000 watts of power. Everybody listening down in Alabama on Fort Payne's finest station, WFPA. Welcome. And everybody listening worldwide via GCNlive.com. Thanks for being here. John Davis, one of my absolute favorite guests, and I'm not kidding here. This gentleman is somebody I so much admire and so much love the work that he's done for the past 35 years with Motor Week. And it's that time, once a year, we run down the Driver's Choice Awards. They were announced at the Chicago Auto Show a little while back. But let's get to it, John, beginning with Best Small Car. The Honda Civic, which rolled out all new a few years ago and kind of was a flop, is all redone, and boy, they have done it right.
He also writes about cars, was very critical of the Civic because it didn't reach far enough, it didn't have enough technology in it. They did some weird things like that dual-level dash almost just for the sake of it. But they really didn't improve the car that much. It didn't ride that much better. It wasn't that much quieter. But even though we panned it and this new design was done pretty quickly because the press did, the car actually sold very well. So anybody that loves Civic will, you know, and likes the mediocre last generation will love this car. And I think we, not only is it improved in every way and kind of gotten back to what it does best, which is just be a terrific compact car, but they're adding new models. There's going to be the new five-door hatchback from, that'll be actually built in the UK, and it was just shown in concept form in Geneva. The new car is much better looking front and rear, especially the rear. I mean, the back end of these new Civics is the most aggressive and interesting and non-generic back end I've seen on an Asian small car, certainly a four-door in many years. First use of a turbocharged engine in a small car by Honda. I think that it's not what I'd call a performance engine, but it does very, very well. They're still using CVT transmissions, which you're not crazy about, but in this car it seems to work. So all the way around, just a home run.
No question about it. In the area of best family sedan, if there ever was a comeback kid, if there ever was a vehicle that earns the description of most improved, it's the latest from Chevrolet with their Malibu.
Yeah, the last generation Malibu was actually a very good car, but it was still a little small. It didn't have the backseat room of a Camry or an Accord. And people, after all, have been used to seeing these mostly on rental lots. So, you know, it takes a long time to change people's opinions. But this car, because of lots of things, excellent room inside, front and back, all four-cylinder powertrains, very efficient, a real hybrid, not that little pseudo hybrid that Malibu did have, styling that's quite dramatic, all the technology you would expect in a modern car instead in place, and including being able to use Apple Auto and CarPlay and all of that right from your phone. I mean, they've really stepped up the whole, and they're not fighting the battle of who's going to do what inside of a car. If you've got an Android or an Apple phone, you can mirror that phone into the new Malibu. So really, I think it's time people give this car a good look. I think it's every bit as competitive in its mid-sized marketplace. Probably the only thing hurting it right now is still the Malibu's old reputation and the fact that sedans in general are not in favor right now because, you know, it's all about SUVs.
Absolutely. Let's talk about best convertible. I haven't had the opportunity to drive this one yet. I've done umpteen interviews with everybody from Derek Jenkins, the lead engineer for Mazda. This is the all-new Mazda MX-5, and it's always hard, just like Ford had to do with their Mustang, to recreate an icon, and certainly Mazda has done a wonderful job with this all-new rendition of the classic MX-5.
You know, the proportions of the new MX-5 are pretty much the same as they were from the original. But I do have to agree with those on our staff that thought it finally lost its cute image, which in a way I kind of miss. But, it's a wonderful little car. If you just want a two-seat sports car and you're not a horsepower freak, you just want enough power to really be able to go out and do a little weekend autocrossing or just put the top down and have a good time in it, this is the car. It has been the car since 91. It still is. There's nothing else really in its price bracket that is comparable. They did an excellent job of improving virtually everything. They gave it pretty much the Mazda 3 instrument panel, which is competent. They didn't screw it up. I guess it's the best possible thing you could say about the MX-5.
So true. Let's move up to the next category, which is best luxury sedan. And certainly there are so many different players in this category, but I'm so happy that you've given it to one of the vehicles from Jag, the XF. Boy, Jag and Land Rover continue to turn out just world-class vehicles. I mean, some of these vehicles are just spectacular, and certainly if I had the means, I would love to own many of them, including the winner here, the XF.
You know, this is their bread and butter sedan, and a lot of people said, well, why are you giving it to a car that is not as luxurious as some others in its class? Yeah, I always say to people, you gotta look at the name of our award. It's driver's choice. It's a combination of whatever attribute we're looking at, but it still has to be a great car to drive. And we're very much knocked out by the XF. I think it's extremely sporty, but in the Jaguar way of being understated, also very luxurious. I'm actually driving one tonight, and you get into it, and you feel like you're in serious luxury would be the other way I would think about it. There's nothing in it that says I'm a frivolous vehicle. And you back that up with fantastic six- and eight-cylinder powertrains. They're now, more readily available in the XF with all-wheel drive, which you really have to have to sell it, a car like this in the Northeast, or lease it, as most of them will be. And the comeback that Jaguar has done, I think, is one of the most dramatic, and because they're relatively small, least known by the general populace. But the company is doing extraordinarily well because they are building extraordinarily good products. And the XF is just the latest, probably the least, the most understated vehicle they've done in a while. But
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long. And now, back to the show with the highest octane. Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
John Davis is our very special guest. He's the creator, host, executive producer of Motor Week. He's been on the air since 1981, 35 years. You can check out more information about Motor Week by going to motorweek.org. Of course, you can catch it on the Velocity Channel on the Spanish language network, VB. And also, you can, of course, check out everything online as well, YouTube and otherwise. We're running down the driver's choice awards, and we're up to best sports sedan, and this year a little bit of a surprise, because this vehicle definitely has had the as the description for many advertising campaigns as being the four-door sports car, but certainly this is the most aggressive looking one that they've done to date. It's got a great interior. It does, however, have front-wheel drive, and it does have a CVT, but it is worthy of the Driver's Choice Award for 2016, the Nissan Maxima. Tell us more, John.
Well, you kind of summed it up, Bob. I got to tell you, we're prepared for a lot of kickback from our viewers when we announced that Maxima was going to win the Sports Sedan Award, which is traditionally, as you mentioned, you know, been a rear drive category, and usually with at least a manual transmission available. But the Maxima, which is a big car, I mean, it's close to a full-size automobile. It handles so well. It brakes so well. The interior is spectacular. The styling, though controversial, is a real head-turner. The engine is so willing. that even with all of that, and even when you throw in the negatives of having a CVT, which I have to say, Nissan probably absolutely has the best CVTs going as far as responsiveness. And, you know, front-wheel drive, yes, we've driven other front-wheel drive cars that do well, but none really that had all of the attributes of the sports sedan currently better than the Maxima. I will, you know, people will know this is not a total first for us. We several years looked at the at Acura and gave them some sports sedan awards for the TL, but yeah, I have to say, right now, dollar for dollar, and especially when you add in looking for comfort, you want a sporty four-door, the Maxima is just one great vehicle and indicative of what Nissan as a brand is doing.
Let's talk about best sport coupe. This is always a fun one to talk about. In New York, we're going to see the ZL1 variant. We can't wait for that. But in four-cylinder turbo form, V6 form, or SS form with that Corvette power plant, this new Camaro based on, a lot of people don't realize it, a Cadillac platform.
Yeah, the ATS. It's basically the same chassis that both the ATS and CTS are using, and shortened up, and because of that, the car has superb balance. It still has that semi-retro look, you know, the long hood, short rear deck. I think the only negative that is ever pointed out is the fact that, you know, the biggest difference between Camaro and Mustang is kind of like the height of the side glass. If you like that hunkered down sports car feeling, very much from the 60s and the original Camaro, that's what this car is. Great handling car, really excels in almost every area, and no rough edges. I mean, it's, you know, gone are the days when pony cars were strictly American muscle. This is a global car. You mentioned talked about global cars at the beginning. Done a great job, and you know, new versions of it just seem to keep on coming. And you're right, in New York, we're going to see another one.
In the realm of best performance car, of course, there are so many incredible performance vehicles available today with all different price tags. But as you guys call it, this is a street legal track weapon.
Oh, yeah. It's the Ford Shelby GT350R Mustang. We actually had one at the racetrack that we rent in the wintertime in Georgia. And I won't name any names, but we had someone there from another brand with a performance car, a driver. And he got a couple of laps in the 350R. And he got out of it and said, you know, it's a very honest car. And I thought that was an extremely telling comment. This Mustang, Carroll Shelby would be very proud of it. It will do whatever you want it to do. It's very trackable. It will not bite you unless you really want to be bitten. Yet after you've done and you've put the tires back at street pressures, you can drive it on the cobblestone streets around Savannah, Georgia all day long, and it won't beat you to death. It's a really excellent piece of work. And I don't think anybody right now, and I don't care how much you want to spend for a car, does a better job of matching every component in the car to each other than Ford, and particularly the Mustang team. And they really did a great job. And it's nice to be able to say nothing but great things about anything with a Shelby on it. And I hear despite a reasonable MSRP, that some dealers are asking and getting triple the list price.
Wow.
You know, which I think is crazy, but, you know, it is a great car.
Let's talk about utility vehicles. Best small utility goes to the Hyundai Tucson. And here's a vehicle that is certainly grown a lot, not only in size, but certainly in content, and offers just a great bang for the buck.
Well, that's the Hyundai story. And the first Tucson, I was not the biggest fan of. I thought it was kind of a rough-riding little beast, and maybe trying to be something that it should lead to BMW and some others. This is a more mainstream vehicle, and it, when it actually debuted, gas wasn't quite as cheap as it is now, and it looked like the perfect vehicle for the time. I mean, it is larger. It is reasonably fuel efficient for a small utility. It's got a very big cargo bay, and as you mentioned, you know, with Hyundais, you continue to get great value for your money, although not as great as it used to be. But in that subcompact utility class, we don't think anybody else has got a vehicle that offers as much as the Tucson. So yeah, we're, and again, you know, every time Hyundai comes out with a vehicle, they kind of push the bar of what you get for the money up a bit.
Let's talk about large utility vehicles. Gone is the former kind of military-esque styling of the previous generation. And we have a new Honda Pilot. Yeah, exactly. The nod for Driver's Choice Award for 2016 does indeed go to the Honda Pilot.
And, you know, I was talking about bang for the buck, and I think the Honda Pilot does that very well in the largest three-row still car-like crossover utility market. I mean, most people call them SUVs. We in the business call them crossovers because they are primarily a front-wheel drive platform, but the all-wheel drive system that's on the new Pilot is really exceptional. It uses a drive mode selector to basically augment the system electronically, and we were, despite a lot of really nasty muck that Honda gave us the chance to try, we couldn't get it stuck, and we've had one during our worst snowstorms here in the mid-Atlantic. It charged through quite well. You can get it in with two captain's chairs or a bench in the second row, which, depending on how big your family is, good room in the third row seat, lots of technology, including one of the best automatic braking systems that we've yet come across. Just all around great cruiser, and I have to say I've actually put about 5,000 miles on one, it deserves every accolade we can give it, and of course they're selling like hotcakes.
When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about best luxury utility pickup truck, Eco.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers, and I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquid Chop. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
An executive producer of Motor Week. It's been on the air for more than 35 years, debuting in 1981 on PBS, now on Velocity and the Spanish language channel VME. And we're running down the Driver's Choice Awards, and we're up to Best Luxury Utility Vehicle. Haven't had the opportunity to drive this one yet, John, but certainly it's winning accolades, and you guys have indeed given it the Best Luxury Utility Award. It's the new XC90 from Volvo.
Yeah, this is really the turnaround vehicle for Volvo, and we were talking about all the things that Jaguar and Land Rover has pulled off. The same is going on over at Volvo. This vehicle is just not what anyone expected, and again, we were knocked out by it. I mean, luxury at its highest level, admittedly Swedish luxury, so a little bit understated, but very modern. I wasn't taken with the look at first because it's very much like the older Volvo wagons in appearance, but it has grown on me. But once you drive it, you realize everything that people have loved about Volvos for decades, the design, the comfort, especially the seat comfort, and of course the overriding safety, it's there in spades. A supercharged and turbocharged engine. The only thing that gives some people pause is it is an engine that is made in China. So it's the first Chinese automotive engine, to my knowledge, that's been available here. But when you look back at what the whole Volvo history is, high-tech and an understated package that basically coddles the passengers and still delivers a good driving experience, that's what the XC90 does.
Very safe. Very safe. Best pickup truck, certainly always a very competitive marketplace, but you guys have chosen the XD from Nissan. This is the Titan, and with optional diesel power and some pretty significant towing capacity of 12,300 pounds. The folks at Nissan are really doing a lot right here with this Titan XD.
You know, they again, big surprise. The old Titan was not much, you know, it had gotten long in the tooth and wasn't as popular as certainly as Nissan had hoped. And a lot of people a couple years ago thought they might throw in the towel on big pickup trucks. But instead, they were just incredibly smart. They looked around and said, you know what? We've got a lot of very capable half-ton pickup trucks out there, those so-called light-duty. And meanwhile, the heavy-duties are getting heavier duty all the time. And it's left a gap in the market. There's now a space for a truck like the Titan XD with a new optional Cummins V8 turbo diesel engine in it to come in and essentially be that gap filler. The heaviest of the light duties, or the lightest of the heavy duties, however you want to say it, and they packaged it in a really brawny looking vehicle that once you climb into it has better interior material quality than a lot of the big three trucks, in my opinion. And they're going to follow it with a full line of trucks, you know, both higher and lower in trim levels. But the gap pillar aspect of it, not abandoning it, not running away with their tail between the legs, but doing something different, that's the aspect about the Nissan mentality that is most impressive to me.
Let's talk about the winner for best eco-friendly, and I had the opportunity to spend 2 weeks actually behind the wheel of the second generation Chevrolet Volt, and talk about a country mile difference. I really was not a fan of the first generation. I most certainly am very much a fan of the second generation of the Volt, and you guys are as well.
Yeah, I guess I like the first gen more.
Do we lose John? We may have lost John. Hopefully not. Patrick will work on that, but he was telling us about the Driver's Choice Award for Best Eco-Friendly Vehicle. And it stumbled a little bit out of the gate in its first generation when it arrived for 2011. But in my opinion, and in the opinion of Motor Week, the second generation Volt gets just about everything right. It's still about expanding the EV profile with a gas engine safety net to eliminate range anxiety. Matter of fact, when I drove it for 2 weeks, I drove it more in the range extender mode than anything else, but this time around it brings a lot of style and a lot more emotion to the package. It's a sharp looking vehicle. It's done extremely well exterior wise, and the design elements of the exterior I think are quite well done, and the interior is a thing that really surprised me, just like so many of the recent models from General Motors. They have really raised the bar significantly, and you know, 39,000 was a vehicle that I had, but you take into consideration the government rebates and in some cases state rebates, and Chevrolet I believe was running a $1,000 rebate. It will bring that price down significantly, but if you're curious about a range extender, a hybrid with that gasoline safety net, I would definitely give two thumbs up to the second generation Chevrolet Volt, and it is the winner of the best eco-friendly vehicle from Motor Week and John and his team at the show. So by all means, check it out if you're in the market for such a vehicle. If you'd like to read more about the Driver's Choice Awards for 2016, I would suggest that you log on to Motor Week's website. And it's very easy. It's motorweek.org, and they have a special tab there for the Driver's Choice Awards, and hopefully we're going to get John back. I know that Patrick is working on it, because we're up to my favorite awards, the Dream Machines. We have three different Dream Machines to talk about, and then of course we're going to talk about the overall winner, the best of the year, which is something that Motor Week started doing a little while back, and I'll be really curious to find out which vehicle gets the nod for 2016. Our telephone number, by the way, is 855-660-4261 or bob@autowarradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Patrick. Are we having any luck getting a hold of John and getting him back on the line here so we can finish up the 2016 Driver's Choice Awards? Because we really want to tell everybody about the big overall winner, as well as tell everybody about the best Dream Machines. Well, looks like we're having a little bit of phone trouble with John, so I'll take this liberty here to tell you about the Motor Week Dream Machine Awards. Lamborghini, what's not to like about a Lamborghini? And Motor Week has given one of the best Dream Machine awards to the Aventador. This is the LP754 SV Super Velanche. This is more power, less mass, and wrapped in a Lamborghini. And when I was with Motor Trend, I had an opportunity to drive a couple of different Lamborghinis as well as Ferraris. And in all honesty, I like the Lamborghinis better. Maybe it was the fact that they're all-wheel drive. They just are easier to drive. They feel very planted. Then, of course, if you like the outrageous colors, nobody does it better than Lamborghini, both with exterior color choice as well as interior color palette choice. Another Dream Machine from the folks at Motor Week Television, the Driver's Choice Award goes out to the Mercedes-Benz AMG GTS. Of course, the SLS was the gullwing version of this vehicle, the first Mercedes ever to be designed and built by the team, by AMG. This one has more traditional doors. It's aimed square at the 911 as well as some of the other exotic supercars. In base price, it's about $129,000, but you can add $40,000 or $50,000 worth of options onto that. But what do you get? You get a twin turbo handmade 8-cylinder engine putting out an excess of 500 horsepower, and it's actually signed by the person who builds it in the AMG facility. In the best dream vehicle category for Motor Week, the final one goes to the ultimate Range Rover. It's the Range Rover Sport SVR. I drove one of those for a week. It is gorgeous. And the best overall winner for the Motor Week Driver's Choice Awards for 2016 goes to the Volvo XC90. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. We'll get John back with us real soon.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.